Joining me now is Reynard Ross. He's the director of Upward Bound for Grand Rapids Community College. And right now he's serving on a panel organized to address the increase in violence in Grand Rapids. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And joining me from Chicago, Kobe Williams, who has been working as a violence interrupter with Cure Violence. Welcome to Stateside, Kobe.
Thanks a lot.
Good to have you. Reynard, I'd like to start with you. Can you give us a sense, being right there on the ground in Grand Rapids, what has been going on, especially over the past couple of months?
I don't know if I can say it any other way than borderline madness. Just a lot of retaliatory violence. This town is relatively small, so the degrees of separation with some of these folks involved is, you know, no more than 1 or 2 degrees top. So when one thing happens, it's very easy to run across or find someone that's on the other side of the conflict. And some of the things we found, which makes Cure Violence, you know, attractive to us, is that a lot of this is really just occurring based off of often some misunderstandings, and things begin to snowball and escalate. And next thing you know, we have something that's occurring that could have been squashed with some intervention early on, or interrupting, if you would, early on. So just trying to get a handle on this, obviously.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a quote in one news story that one of the pastors in Grand Rapids put it so well. He said, "Our hearts are bleeding." And as you said to me, this is a smaller community, so this has just got to have an incredible impact.
Yes, it does. And that's sort of what, I mean, I have a sort of a personal history of being involved in some of this, but as far as violence reduction, I'm also a former police officer and used to manage the juvenile detention center here in town. And in my work with children through my role as director of Grand Rapids Community College Upper Bound, I just for years have been in direct contact with young people in Grand Rapids. And just too often, those involved on either side of the gun are young people that I've had a good relationship with in different capacities. And so personally, just been a little driven to feel like my generation has a bigger responsibility as opposed to shaking our head and talking about the problems. I'm just sort of committed to try to be more solution-oriented. I think we all understand the problems well enough, and it's time to try to address the problems, really. So I'm just trying to put my energies in that direction.
Kobe Williams, you are a violence interrupter with Cure Violence in Chicago. And as I understand it, the key to cure violence is to treat violence not like a moral failing or something you can arrest away, but like a disease?
Right. We look at violence as a disease that spread from one person to another. So what we do is we get out there in the community and build relationships on an everyday basis. Once we build relationships, get to know people, talk to the people in the community and all that, but we do a lot of listening more to the community and listen to the young men and the young ladies. So our whole approach is focus on reduce the shooting and killing it, but also help you change your thinking and mindset. One thing we don't do, we don't be judgmental. We don't go around telling people you shouldn't be in the gang, you shouldn't sell drugs, you shouldn't do this. We listen more to them and build that relationship. Once we're able to build that relationship to them, then we can go into their little world, you know, meeting them and hearing them, meeting them where they are. So it's so important to meet people where they are. And then we'll bring them into our little world and show them what we're doing now. But it's about building that relationship, not just rushing out there, you know, being judgmental and all that. It's about to get to know them, man.
And you are a violence interrupter. What does that mean? What do you do?
A violence interrupter is somebody, I'm like a firefighter. I was in the community. When something is erupting in the community, it's my job to put out the flame. It's my job to stop the shooting and killing. So that's what I do on a day-to-day basis out there. You know, mediating conflicts. When something is erupting in the community, it's my job to put out the flame. It's my job to make sure I squash things. It's my job to stop things on the front end. When I hear something going on, it's my job to get out there and stop it. Once somebody gets shot or killed or something, it's my job to get out there to try to stop retaliation.
And that has to bring danger.
I mean, most of us, myself, I was part of the problem and now I'm part of the solution. We come from these areas, most of the workers. We come from these communities and these neighborhoods on every day. This is what we grew up in. So, I mean, it can be dangerous, but we don't look at it as being dangerous. We look at it, you know, me, myself, I took so much out to communities, and I just want to get back to the community.
Because you're from that world.
Yes.
You know, I think, you know, he raised a good point as far as the direct interventions and interrupting, I suppose. And, you know, I think one thing we're starting to understand here in Grand Rapids, and probably a lot of people are around the country, is that you have to approach this violence piece with sort of a two-pronged approach. Obviously, one is the immediate reduction of violence, sort of like the, you know, putting your finger in the dike, so to speak, to stop the flood.
Sure.
But two, you obviously have to deal with some of the causal issues, and that's where the science, I guess, comes in. Because in treating this like an illness or an infection, I mean, with any, this is definitely a public health issue. So with any public health issue, you need to do things to change social and behavioral norms, you know, particularly for those who are most likely to spread the illness. And it's intriguing to us in this community, and we believe it has some merit, and hopefully can help us stem the tide here.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, speaking today with Raynard Ross, who is serving on a panel organized to address the huge increase in gun violence in Grand Rapids, and Kobe Williams. He's been working as a violence interrupter with Cure Violence in Chicago, and they're looking to bring in Cure Violence with violence interrupters to try to stop the cycle of violence in Grand Rapids. And Kobe, as you've been working in Chicago, can you actually measure a decrease in deaths from violence?
I mean, see, here in Chicago, Cure Violence, we only like work 15 to 20% of Chicago. When I was out there on an everyday basis, I was working in the Inglewood community on the south side of Chicago. I mean, I definitely see a change with some of these young people, because, like I said, you got to establish the relationship with them. If you think about changing their mindset and their thinking, you got to be out there on an everyday basis. You got to be in the community every day. You have to get to know them more. And when things are taking place in the community, they will call you. So I see a lot of people change because I do a lot of follow-up contacts with them, and how I could tell that they making a difference and making change in their thinking and all that, because I talk to them about, have you been involved in any more conflicts? Have you talked somebody down for shooting or want to kill somebody? Have you done any of that? So that's how I'd be trying to measure a lot of the workers. I mean, a lot of the participants and clients we're working with out there. Once I see that and see what they're doing now on an everyday basis, I see it's works.
What would it take to bring this program into Grand Rapids, Mr. Ross?
Like I said, the first thing, and I guess let me actually add to something, you know, the question you asked, Kobe. I've been doing a bit of a research, and I do know based off a Department of Justice study that the area that Kobe used to work had a 40% reduction in shootings, and actually the Department of Justice done through Northwestern University found that there was a 100% reduction in retaliation homicides. So apparently, you know, that's what's intrigued me is the data, and I guess to answer a question on what we need to do to bring that to Grand Rapids is obviously there's an economic component associated with this. I met with the National Director of Cure Violence, and just ballpark, we estimate roughly $250,000 a year for a three-year pilot. And so before we obviously get to that point of looking to identify funds or funders, it's important for us to first spend a day and a half in Chicago to really get the ins and outs of the model, and us deciding as a committee if we believe that Cure Violence is a part of the solution for us in Grand Rapids. It definitely can't hurt, and will very likely help if the city gets behind it. That will help us in our quest to acquire some of those funds through public and private avenues.
Raynard Ross of Grand Rapids, community leader, and Kobe Williams, violence interrupter for Cure Violence in Chicago. Thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, please. Thanks a lot. Take care.